Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, the liberal media elite is freaking out. They're watching their lawfare cases disintegrate right in front of them for sheer fakeness. And the problems, ethical and even criminal problems with those prosecuting Trump or trying to. So that was their plan right there. That was their plandemic for 2024. And then Joe Biden not doing so well in the polls, at least right now. So they know it's down to they've got to get this felony conviction in New York at all costs. And they're beginning to panic. And you could see that they're beginning to panic. They thought that they had this thing in the bag. So yesterday, I don't know if you heard this, Nancy Pelosi goes on MSNBC, where they all normally agree, right? And all they spin there is fake news. And Katie Turr is sitting there. She's been a loyal Biden supporter, is sitting there, and Nancy Pelosi's lies just become too much. Like, even Katie Turr can't do it. And it's only because she just looks dumb sitting next to Nancy Pelosi as Nancy Pelosi lies like this. Listen to Nancy Pelosi rip her head off. This is incredible.
Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And
I don't
he has
think
the worst.
That anybody can accuse
and
me of that.
We,
at least she pushed back a little bit. I'll give her credit for that. Yeah, that is a ridiculous statement. That I'm just going to have to shut up. I'm about to say something.
It was the Democrats pushing to shut all those businesses down. It was Trump saying, hey, each state should decide. The Democrats did what? Shut their own states down. What happened? Everybody lost their jobs.
Yes.
And now they want to blame Trump. That is absolutely ridiculous. When you had states like Florida who were like, nah, we're not doing it. And they did just fine. They led the nation in growth. So the idea that Trump somehow caused job loss, that's just bizarre.
And then this guy in the White House is trying to claim credit for simply getting back to close to the amount of employment we had prior to all these government shutdowns.
Right. But not only not getting there, the vast majority of the jobs that are replacing the old jobs are part-time, low-paying jobs. They're not the good jobs.
Right.
In terms of full-time jobs, the good, well-paying jobs, zero. We are losing those.
Yep.
We are going backwards. We're in negative territory. Manufacturing jobs in negative territory, and jobs for Americans in negative territory. Mm-hmm. Legal immigrants and non-Americans are now taking more of these jobs. So we're getting absolutely nowhere. In fact, we're going backwards on jobs. So the panic took many forms, though, and it was kind of fun to watch. Nicole Wallace lying. Okay, Nicole Wallace here on MSNBC had just come from the correspondents' dinner where Joe Biden bragged as if it was funny about essentially how he's putting Trump in prison. It was funny. He joked about Stormy Daniels, right? So he's bragging about lawfare as they do it in Venezuela and Argentina, places like that. This made no impression whatsoever on Nicole Wallace. Instead, she went on TV and said this might be the last year she's able to go to the correspondents' dinner or even appear on TV because she says Donald Trump is going to crush the free press or something. Take a listen to what they are with a straight face telling their sheeple.
Depending on what happens in November, 7 months from right now, this time next year, I might not be sitting here. There might not be a White House correspondents' dinner or a free press. While our democracy wouldn't exactly fall apart immediately without it, the real threat looms larger. A candidate with outward disdain, not just for a free press, but for all of our freedoms and for the rule of law itself.
Please provide some evidence for your statement, because there is none.
No, but what she's doing, what she said perfectly describes what Joe Biden is doing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, the FBI censored the New York Post. We know this for a fact. Censored me, you, everybody who wanted to talk about Hunter Biden's laptop on Joe Biden's behalf.
For all this talk about Donald Trump being against the media. Yeah, he's against the media for providing fake news about him for the large part and about his policies. But did Donald Trump ever kick the media out of the White House? Did he ever stop having White House press conferences? Do you remember COVID? Good grief, we couldn't get him off of the television. Him and Fauci and Scarfini and all the others that got up there and lied about what was going on during the pandemic. We couldn't get them off the television. We couldn't get them off away from it. Has Trump ever kicked people out when he was trying to get to Marine One, the helicopter, to go over to Air Force One to go somewhere else? No, no. Donald Trump has never. Now, he has pointed his finger and he has called out individuals, networks, and also reporters for committing fake news and lying about his record. But he's never stopped the media itself from doing anything.
No, that's what
they
mean.
So there's no evidence to say that Donald Trump would do away with a free press and that our First Amendment rights are gone. There's no evidence whatsoever to support that. None. He had 4 years. Did he ever do it? No, he didn't. But now we have 3.5 years so far, what Joe Biden is doing to a free press.
Well, and Barack Obama before him, remember, he spied on James Rosen. They hacked into they hacked into Tucker Carlson's cell phone, took his messages, his cell phone messages, and leaked them to the press.
Catherine Herridge.
They also spied on Cheryl Cassoni. Cheryl Atkinson. They spied on Cheryl Atkinson. We know that for a fact. And the FBI censored the New York Post, censored thousands of accounts to keep them from reporting on and talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. You want to tell me all of that is not a police state? But we're not supposed to worry about any of that. That's all cool. But if Trump says mean things about the media, well, that is very scary. Meanwhile, I know you wanted to talk about this too. This is outrageous. The International Criminal Court, which America should cut ties with, these people are nuts, is considering arrest warrants for Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials, but not for the leaders of Hamas, you understand.
Or Iran.
Right.
Who is behind every bit of this.
Oh, and earlier this week, I didn't even get to this, Israel released one of the Hamas guys that they had captured, and he said, hey, look, we trained for October 7th in Iran. They trained us.
Yeah, we knew that. I mean,
yeah,
we did. Those of us who accept real news and reality in this world already knew this. International Criminal Court. What a joke.
Yeah. So if you rape and murder women, if you parade their dead rape bodies through the streets, if you burn babies alive in ovens, that's all good. That's cool. Now, we're good with that. But if you respond in any way, we're going to put out an arrest warrant for you. That's where we are right now with the International Criminal Court. We need Donald Trump back in office so he can cut ties with these lunatics. Here's the crazy part. Again, let's remember, Hamas is a State Department designated terrorist organization, okay? And the fact these protesters on the Columbia campus want to recruit for Hamas by sending you to their Telegram channel so you can get recruited by them or other terrorist groups doesn't change that fact.
Well, all they want to do, though, is recruit them for their PR campaign. If they actually wanted to recruit them to go fight, hey, go knock yourself out. If you believe so much in the Hamas cause, go over there and fight. Go over there now. Go. And let the IDF take care of you.
Did you hear this the lunatic, Kamani James, who it turns out was the leader on the Columbia campus, calling for the death of Jews, Zionists, saying if he gets mad enough, he might do it himself.
Right. Yeah.
And this is who Columbia was negotiating with, this guy. And they first they just banned him from campus. People demanded he be expelled. They expelled him. And he was back last night leading the break-in into the building. This is what the left tolerates. This guy is an anti-Semite. He's talking about murdering Jews. And they were treating him like he's somebody who should be listened to and negotiated with all this time. And then these videos came out.
And has the entitlement attitude that it is his right to be a student at that college. It is your privilege. It is your privilege to be able to go to that college that is supported by federal funds and other donors. It is your privilege. I'm not saying you have to agree with everything the administration does. I'm not saying you can't voice your opinion. But this stuff about occupation of taxpayer-supported universities and private colleges, too, this can't be tolerated. This has got to be brought to an end now.
Well, the left is tolerating it, and we're about to have another summer of love, this time for Hamas. I thought it would be fake crime, and we'd go burn things down. But no, it's I guess Hamas is hot now. I mean, they are. And you know what's so disgusting about this? Again, in the months after October 7th, the whole world was so horrified. Nobody was walking around going, hey, I'm a Hamas supporter. What made that okay? It was the Biden administration making Hamas morally equivalent to Israel, telling Israel not to respond, acting as if there's two sides here in a genocide. That's what caused this. They caused all of this. And by the way, the good news is it's blowing up in their face bigly. Do you realize this is so interesting? Pollster Mark Penn, who's a Democrat pollster, was warning support for Israel and America hasn't budged one iota over this.
Good.
But support for Hamas is being tied to Joe Biden.
Most Americans look at these protests, they don't see any American flags there. They see quite the opposite, that they seem to be anti-American, anti-Israel, some of them even pro-Hamas. And it's really backfiring. There's been no change in American support for Israel and for getting the hostages out and for getting Hamas out of Gaza. And that has not changed. But the more Joe Biden caters to the base of the party and to these demonstrators, his rating on this issue goes down, not up. I think he's made a major miscalculation there. The swing voters are looking for world leadership, and that means standing up to terrorists. That means hanging tough. That means solving some of these problems in the Mideast. But that is not what the American voters are seeing today. And you're seeing these polls that were closing going the other way now and widening, or it's going to be a tough race.
I want to pause there for just a minute and thank PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring this podcast. I also want to thank them for the 29 pounds I lost in just 6 months, but also for the almost, I can't believe it, 15 months I've kept the weight off now. In all my adult life, my weight has never been this stable. I fluctuate by a pound or two, but I'm a solid size 6. That hasn't changed. The same size I was when I put on my wedding dress and went down the aisle before I had 3 kids. I never thought I'd be back there again, or that if I was, it'd be more than 5 minutes of it before I gained the weight back, but I'm keeping it off. And that's a testimony to the power of the maintenance phase of the PhD weight loss plan. Look, why not find out about it? This is a drug-free way to keep the weight off for the rest of your life without a dependence on shots or prescriptions. And I'm here to tell you, it works. You can do it from any state in the nation. Find out more, go to myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you, myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. This went, I got to address this. This went viral. It's pinging around out there. This is the minister, Lauren Livingston, of Central Church of God in Charlotte. If you're not from Charlotte, we broadcast into there now. You're probably not familiar with Central Church. It's a huge church. thousands and thousands of members of that church. And on his YouTube channel, which I guess broadcasts his sermons, he trashed Trump for selling a MAGA Bible, as the UK Daily Mail wrote, went berserk on Trump. As you listen to this, keep in mind, this is a state that Trump only won by 1.32 points. Okay. You're playing with fire when you're doing this, as he's encouraging his flock not to be involved in politics. Rise above it all. Jesus said, this is not your home. Heaven is your home. Don't be involved in the things of this world, he said. I have to grit my teeth to play this.
Don't be talking to me about my spiritual responsibility to vote. I don't have a spiritual responsibility to vote.
But here's the part about Trump. Trump is selling a Bible right now. It's a MAGA Bible. And he hasn't changed the Bible or anything. It just comes with a copy of the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, things like that. Okay, here's Livingston in the rant that went viral among the left wing.
There's a Bible out now that includes the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Isn't that wonderful? No. No, it's disgusting. It's blasphemous. It's a ploy. Are you kidding me? Some of you are so encouraged by that. Let me tell you something. The gospel is not an American gospel. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. Oh, also, this.
Some of you bring politics into the church. You think that politics is spiritual stuff. Politics is of this world. You think it's your duty to be political about this, that, and the other. No, your duty is to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength.
Yeah, okay, blah, blah. So anyway, I was really curious, since he's so upset that Trump is selling these Bibles, $60. Is Trump personally profiting from these Bibles? Nope. Money going to the political campaign? Mm-mm. No, it's going to fight his legal fees. See, he's being persecuted by some evil people that I guess Reverend Livingston would like you to just ignore.
But Pastor, I bought the Bible.
Really? You're telling me that you're encouraged because someone took a government, U.S. Constitution, a document that says we are of the people, by the people, and for the people. The people. The people. The people. If you glory in that kind of thing, you don't have a prayer life. If you glory in that kind of mess, political mess, you do not know what the Word of God says. I'm going to rear back and tell you something. This is not my home. This world is not my home. We've been put here as strangers and pilgrims, and we are passing through. I am just walking through.
So I was, you know, kind of curious. I figure he was so offended by the idea of selling this Bible along with, I don't know, personally added commentary like the Bill of Rights, Constitution. I was curious to see if Reverend Livingston is selling anything on his website. He is. He is. He, too, is selling excerpts from the Bible along with his own commentary. $17. Yep, you buy it right there on his website. Read and pray. So he takes Bible verses and he adds his commentary. Well, isn't that what Trump was doing, Reverend? $17 plus shipping and handling. Now, in my world, where I live, it is your duty as a Christian to get in the face of abject evil in this country. It is your duty to do it. Look, you could drop out of politics like he's talking about 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Come back, yeah, the Democrats might have messed up the financial system, but it wouldn't be okay. Today, we're talking about a stripper, a drag queen stripper wrapped around your kid's school flagpole, because that's what's going to be there waiting for you. You're talking about absolute porn in the school library. You're talking about we either confront abject evil and we pay the price for it in this world, or we accommodate it. And you, sir, are talking about accommodation. And you're making $17 a book for doing exactly what Trump is doing. Now, if it said anywhere on here, sir, that this money was going to charity, I might cut you some slack, but it sure doesn't. But look, I'm one of these people who believes, unlike Mr. Livingston, Reverend Livingston, that it's a really good thing for the word of God to get out. Whether it's Trump selling the Bible to, you know, fund his legal fees, which we should all be helping to pay, he is being persecuted because of us, because he didn't go along to get along, because he didn't give in to abject evil, which is what Reverend Livingston is saying we should do here. He is. He may not realize it, but he is. But in my world, it's a good thing. It's a good thing when the world of God word of God gets out there, whether it's Livingston profiting off his read and pray devotional or Donald Trump selling the Bible. It's just good if it gets out there. But I would kindly ask the Reverend, look, if you're not going to fight evil with us, you're going to do whatever you do, sell your books, I don't know. Could you just be quiet? Could you just not slow down the train? Because we're in a death match with evil right now. You could feel it. You could see it coming out of your TV. And some of us are fighting. And Donald Trump has, I mean, you want to go look at how much this has cost him? They have all his cash now. They have broken him. But it's okay for Reverend Livingston there to make some money off selling a book that is based on the Bible, but not Donald Trump, who is, by the way, doing it to defend Reverend Livingston's ability to sell that book. Because let me tell you something, sir. You go bury your head in the sand all you want. You're going to come to your church one day, and it's not long from now, and those doors are going to be chained shut. We already saw it during COVID. And you're going to bow to a party that, if they had total control, would ban your little book? They've already got you on the list, sir. Keep up with the news. If you bought a religious text in this country, the Treasury of the United States of America made your bank put you on a list. That's right. That was one of the categories. Remember, you bought a MAGA t-shirt, check. If you bought a religious text, what are you selling, sir, on your website? $17. The Read and Pray devotional. Guess what? Everybody who bought it's on a list. What do you think the left's going to do with that list, sir? Look, I'm not asking anything. Keep selling your book. Good that the word of God gets out there. The world could use it. But could you leave those of us, like Donald Trump, who are fighting abject evil alone? Just leave us alone. Just don't slow us down as we fight to keep the doors of your church open and the First Amendment alive. We don't ask any thanks. There's a lot of us out there. Some of us have 100 followers on Twitter. Some of us have 1 million followers on Twitter. And some of us are being bankrupted and are on their way to being jailed and persecuted for fighting for those rights, sir. Nobody wants your thanks, but could you get out of the way? Just get out of the way. And next time you bash a guy for selling a book based on the Bible or selling the Bible, maybe you ought to stop doing it yourself first. Just saying. So some things for the Reverend and his followers to think about. Please, sir, we are on the razor's edge in North Carolina. It is a purple state. Stop talking. This is why we lose. If Christians came out in their numbers and voted against evil, I'm not even going to tell you what that is because it's real obvious in our society, we would win. But it's people like this telling people not to vote, not to get involved, not to confront evil. What if Paul Revere had stayed home, immersed in his Bible? Now, good thing George Washington didn't do that. And look, this is what Jesus wanted us to do. He wanted us to go out in the world and confront evil. Let the chips fall where they may. Have faith. Don't be afraid.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
He didn't say ignore the evil, nah, just let it go down. Hey, send your kid into kindergarten so they can check out that kiddie porn book. It's coming for us. It is, but we can fight and let the chips fall where they may and be at peace with it. That's what the Bible says. We don't turn our heads and ignore evil. And look, again, before you bash Trump for selling his book, for selling the Bible with all those great founding documents that were based on it, take your own book down off your own website. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't. And all of you who heard his sermon, and all of you, and there's some of you in the audience, please consider, do not bury your heads. Do not get in the fight. We need your help. What do you need to do? You need to get yourself a Twitter account, because when you get one, it will ask you for all your contacts. Give it your contacts. Send this stuff out to everyone you know until they block you, and fight. And if that costs you your job, oh well. Those are the things of this world that in the Bible we are not supposed to worry about. We're not supposed to bury our heads and let the evil in this world run us over when we could stand up to it. We have a really good way to do it. And if he's not going to help, and his flock's not going to help, we could lose the state. That's how big that church is. That's why I'm spending time on this. This is not just a church. This is a huge church. Literally, that man could cause us, Trump, to lose and us to lose those First Amendment rights. And he's not going to be able to sell that book. Never mind that, and he may not know this, everyone who already bought it is already on a list because it's a religious text. And the Biden administration, in an act of fundamental evil, forced the banks to turn over lists of people who bought religious texts. What do you think they want that for? Go to sleep? Let them win? Let evil win? Come on. Come on. But if you can't do that, sir, you're just busy selling your book and giving your sermons, fine with me. Stop talking about politics then. If you're not going to be of this world, don't talk about politics. That, you follow your own advice. Just stop. Stop telling people not to be involved. That is wrong. It's not biblical. And it's hypocritical of you to sell a book and hawk a book while you're criticizing Trump for it. Again, I want you both to be selling Bible verses in Bibles. Every time we get one of those in the hands of somebody in the world, that's a good thing. I have a problem with it when either of you do it. But again, Trump is not profiting off that Bible. He is paying his legal fees. He is broke. You understand that? Broke because he stood up to them. He could have rolled. He could have rolled over. They took it all. She's got almost all of his money. Letitia James does. Over $200 million between the Jean Carroll decision and the fraud trial decision, both of which were totally bogus. They are breaking him financially piece by piece. They're not doing it because he's a bad guy. They're doing it because he stood up for us. Flawed as he is, he wouldn't go along with their program. And again, their program is to silence us, to censor us, to shut us up and to punish us using the power of the government when we won't knuckle under. She's trying to go after his property. She's losing right now. But this is just the first, this is just the second case. Roll over and let him win? I don't think that's what that means.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.